We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here. In our call to worship today, we are doing a series of working through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and specifically looking at what Paul said to the Thessalonican believers in their local church about the things that they should be doing as God's people. What should be natural? What should be part of their transformation in Jesus Christ? And we've looked at two or three things. We're at verse 17 today. Three words: pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. There are some that have kind of misunderstood this passage, that you're supposed to walk around all day long and doing some kind of a formal prayer or incantation. That's not the idea at all. It basically means that there should be a natural turning to God at any moment of the day, no matter what is faced. Just be able to talk to the Lord. Do you have that kind of communication with the Lord? That it's just natural to talk to Him. That when you get a phone call or you get a text or get an email, and you know, we should be able to flow naturally into prayer. And the Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man availeth what? Much. It's not a crowd, but just a righteous man going to the Lord with the prayer. That's the desire. And Paul desired for the people of Thessalonica to be natural in their prayer. To just naturally flow, and when situations arise, just go talk to the Lord. What breaks that natural flow? Sin. Sin. Allowing the wickedness of the human heart to go without any calling upon God, without spending time in this book, spending time in the Word of God. That's how we stay cleansed. It's the washing of the water of the Word. And so, I want to encourage you today, as we've gathered together to worship God corporately as a group, that there should be a naturalness within your heart. As you walk with the Lord day after day, it should just flow naturally into prayer. Not just to ask things of God, but to thank Him. To naturally thank God for who He is. To rejoice in Him. To tell Him that you love Him. And that you appreciate His grace and mercy. You know, we like gifts. We like people that come up and give us a little something. We went to the Pace Library on Friday, and she surprised all the students by giving them a very nice pen. And I think they got a little arm bracelet or something of that nature. And the kids looked at me. They weren't expecting that. And they thanked Miss Melody down there. That was her last week at the Pace Library. So we kind of gave her a little bit of applause and thanked her for all the work that she's done for us through the years and getting us in there. But she gave a little gift to the kids, and they appreciated that. It was something they were not expected. And yet, every minute of every day, you and I enjoy what? The grace of God. The grace of God. The mercy of God. His overshadowing hand in our lives. There should be a naturalness within our hearts of just flowing to God in prayer and say, Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for how you've taken care of my family, how you've taken care of our church, the people of our church. Lord, we love you. That is the spirit and attitude that we ought to have. Pray without what? Ceasing. Naturalness of our life here upon this earth, having been saved by the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.